Concerts really well?
Well, here we'll be playing with Gary Wright on the West Coast, but yeah, the ones that we were doing were going great.
You headlining for Gary Wright, or you second bill?
No, we'll be second bill to Gary here. We've only played out here once before, and that was about 13 or 14 months ago, and so we wanted to really come out again and play.
All right. Is your following bigger in the East than it is out here? Because, you know, I know there's certain cults that are... Are you from the East? Are you a West Coast group or what?
No, we're Midwest.
Midwest?
Illinois.
Okay. Where did you get your name? Just head east? Did you just start out going east or something? And
No, a guy that used to work for us, a rogue fellow by the name of Baxter Forest Twilight, came up with it. And we liked it, so we used it. No, we originated in the Midwest and did our own album there. And so it really started breaking there first. And then down in the southern areas, we're strong, too. We just haven't played out here quite as much. That's mm-hmm. probably one of the reasons.
Was that the Flat as a Pancake album, or was there one
right.
before that?
Yeah, no, the Flat as a Pancake album.
All right. What groups have influenced your style, do you think, or you just, is it your, I know it's your own style, but...
I don't think any, you know, particular groups or individuals. We all have a pretty large variety of tastes. And,
mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say there's really any one particular or two particular groups that anyone leans to.
Have you guys been playing together for a long time, or is it just a new group?
No, about 3.5 years, 3.5 to 4 years.
Where'd y'all meet?
Champaign, Illinois, University of Illinois is there.
Oh, you're all going to school, huh?
Yeah.
All right, what was your major?
I was in pre-law and music. One of the guys was an engineer. Another guy was in interpersonal communication, you know, quite a few different things.
Have any of you followed your various careers in education-wise, or have you just been playing music the whole time now?
No, music. Well, I was a dropout. I never finished. One of the guys got his degree, but, no, everybody's just played music.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
What do you guys consider to be your best song?
Never Being a Reason.
No, you're right. That's a great song. And do you think that was the best album, too, or do you think, like, Get Lucky's a little better album?
Oh, they're both a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, better, that's a tough word. Flat as a Pancake is still my favorite album.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say necessarily better or not, because I like, you know, I like them both exceedingly well. If I had to pick a favorite, that would be mine. But there was a lot of, since we put our own money up and everything for Flat as a Pancake, that all... will always be kind of a special album to me because of that, so that's kind of unfair for me to, you know, no matter how many albums we put out with, I'll always think of that one.
All right. Did that one take longer as far as production goes than any of the others, or?
No, not really. It took a little less. The most time we spent on an album was Getting Lucky, and that was the first record we did out here on the West Coast. And
mm-hmm.
we took about 2 months on that one.
Hmm.
Fly as a Pancake we spent about 6 weeks on.
What about Get Yourself Up? I really never heard anything much come of that album. I personally enjoyed it, but no one really ever plays it or anything. Do you guys, you know, did that one fall right in the heels of Fly as a Pancake, and so you were a little stifled or what?
Yeah, that what happened. happened is we were out touring all the time, went right off the road, right in the studio to cut it with no rest or anything, and then right back out on the road. And Flat as a Pancake broke so unevenly that when Get Yourself Up came out, there were some places in the country where Flat as a Pancake was just starting to break.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really ended up running the two together a little more than we should have.
Ah, I see.
And I don't think that helped things out any.
That seems like a good thing. And now right now, you know, in this area, Don't Let Me Sleep in the Morning is becoming a really hot tune. We get a lot of requests for it up here. And a lot of people ask me if I know if it was written about any kind of a personal experience or anything. Was it, or is it just a nice tune?
No, Don't Let Me Sleep in the Morning was about a personal experience. But since I didn't write the song, I don't know how much I could go into that or not.
Uh-huh.
But most of the tunes that we write are about personal experiences. A few of them aren't, like Brother Jacob on the first record was a made-up story. But most of the tunes, at least in part, deal with a personal experience of one of the guys in the band or somebody they knew.
Do you guys ever have problems writing your own stuff? You ever feel like you're running out of material, or can you just keep going really well?
No, things for us have gone pretty well, especially since now we have even more guys writing than we did originally. But the only problem we have is because we spend so much time out on the road, it's real hard to write on the road. So we just all carry tape recorders with us all the time. And as we get ideas, we lay them down. And then when we get a little time off, which we have to take from time to time, then we try and shape them up into songs then.
Okay, can you hold on a sec, Roger? We got to repatch this for a sec, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Roger, we're all set now. We
right.
Little operator difficulty on the end here.
Okay.
How are your albums selling? Is, Flat as a Pancake sold better than any of the others because it's been out longer? And, like, is it gold or anything else?
No, Flat will probably be gold within the year, or at least that's what people keep telling us. That album just seems to keep selling, and they say every time we bring out a new one, sales going to pick back up.
Mm-hmm.
The second album only did about half what Flat did, but there wasn't any single off of that, and like I said, we ran into the problem with the albums running into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the third album hasn't been out long enough yet to really tell, but it's doing real well at this point. So we're real happy with it right now.
Great. Like, now, did you get any kind of formal keyboard training, or is it all just stuff that you've picked up as you've gone along?
No, I studied for a while. For about 5 or 6 years, I studied.
With a normal piano lesson type trip?
Yeah.
All right, because that's, you know, personally, that's the part I enjoy about your music that sets it apart from everything else, is just all the keyboard work, because everyone else is just so blah, but you really stand out as far as being a good keyboardist in the group.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and...
Do you play yourself?
I used to play the drums a while back, yeah. But recently I haven't done anything. I'm really into keyboards, like my next-door neighbor does it, and my brother used to, and things like that, because I've been around it. Have you... Do you have a big collection of keyboards, or are you just slowly adding on, or what?
Well, I keep, always working and trying, improving what I have, but... Like, I carry two mini Moogs now, and I have a 1943 Hammond C that I've had reworked and chopped and blocked and all this. And I carry a Fender Rhodes and an Arp String Ensemble and a Mellotron.
You take all this with you touring?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are pretty big road crew, huh?
Yeah, we carry quite a bit of gear with us.
All right. Can I get you to do some IDs for us?
Sure.
Okay, just something along the lines of, I'm Roger Boyd from Head East, and whenever I'm in town, it's in the KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Just something like that, just a couple takes, whatever you want to do.
Now, there you pronounce it San Luis?
Right.
It's not San Luis, okay.
No, it's San Luis.
Hi, I'm Roger Boyd from Head East, and when I'm in town, I listen to KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Great. That's fantastic. We'll put that out with a Tim Weisberg one. The two of you can run around all day long.
There you go.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. And good luck with your touring.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
And, it was nice talking to you, and thanks for the compliment. And we're going to try and come back out here in early fall, I think.
Okay.
And play a little more extensively. So if you see us playing anywhere close, like, be sure and give me a call and come on by.
Will do.
Be good to see you.
Great. Catch you later.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.